Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The suspect in an apparent assassination attempt on former President Trump, Ryan Ruth, has appeared in a court in West Palm Beach. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez was there.
We learned inside that courtroom the two charges that Ruth is facing are possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and possession of a firearm with an obliterated serial number.
A federal appeals court is hearing challenges from TikTok and content creators to a federal law that requires TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell it by January. Here's CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
TikTok is finally having its day in court, fighting up against a U.S. law that would effectively ban it from the country.
Tropical storm conditions are being felt today along the coasts of the Carolinas, says CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The concern is for flooding today in the eastern half of North Carolina.
The mass of moisture will push inland tonight. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another case of West Nile virus is confirmed in Wisconsin. State health officials say a person in Rock County was infected. It's the seventh West Nile case confirmed in Wisconsin this year. Fewer than 1% of people who contract West Nile virus develop serious symptoms, but health officials urge people to be careful to reduce their exposure to mosquitoes. We expect to learn more soon about Vice President Kamala Harris's plans to visit Madison Friday night. Meanwhile, running mate Tim Walz stumped in Wausau and Superior over the weekend.
She brought joy back to the idea of politics, an idea that it can be better, bigger than just one of us.
The Republicans will be in Wisconsin this week, too. Vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance will be in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a Wood County Resource Fair happening later this month. The Job Center of Wisconsin is holding the Resource Fair and Open House on September 25th from 10 to 1. It will be at the Wisconsin Rapids Job Center on West Grand Avenue. They'll have information on housing and childcare, as well as career counseling, education and tutoring, and more. That's September 25th from 10 to 1. Absentee ballots get sent out this week. Clerks will start to distribute the ballots through the USPS on September 19th for the November 5th presidential election. You have until October 16th to register to vote online or by mail. The deadline to register at your municipal clerk's office is November 1st. You can request your ballot online or check with your local clerk about early in-person voting options. To find more election information, you can visit myvote.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
I'm so proud of our staff, our players, just everybody sticking together because, you know, adversity is coming in every week in this league. And you face it in game. You face it, obviously, going into the game when you don't have your star quarterback. And you just got to find a way to win because at the end of the day, nobody cares.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up three runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The heat wave continues today, with high temperatures smacking the upper 80s under abundant sunshine. And that sticks with us for tomorrow, too. Wednesday, we get a little cooler into the low 80s, and the mid-80s return for Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
Here's to celebrating everyone's favorite time of year in Wisconsin with all our arty, fun-loving, foodie, feasting fall events. There's Kohler Food and Wine, Aaron's Art on Wheels at Road America, Red Cliff Cultural Days, Holy Hill Art and Craft Fair, and the Fests, Wausau's Ginseng Fest, Warren's Cranberry Fest, Bayfield Apple Fest, Milwaukee Film Fest. Whew, there's a whole lot of fall fun to be had in Wisconsin. Find more events at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome entertainment critic and CityCast Madison newsletter editor Rob Thomas. And tis the season, so we'll talk about our favorite political movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. It is Monday, September 16th, 2024. A great day to be a Wisconsinite. High atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square today, along with Aaron Zommers. Overcast, but Zommers, wonderful weather, dry and sunny and warm.
I will take it. It's dry.
We will absolutely take it. Big hour. Our friend and ongoing contributor, Matt Flynn, has so graciously agreed to stay over for another segment because there's a couple more things I want to ask him about. Matt Flynn, of course, a two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney and author of the great new book, Hunting Bernie Weber. Matt, thanks for sticking around. Give us an update. How are the sales going? Are they flying off the shelves of the Amazon for Hunting Bernie Weber?
Hunting Bernie Weber, thank you very much for mentioning that. And let me tell you guys something. Hunting Bernie Weber has been described as doing for Milwaukee what Confederacy of Dunces did for New Orleans. If you know Milwaukee,
wow.
If you know UWM, mm-hmm. If you know Three Brothers Serbian Restaurant, if you know River West, if you know the restaurants downtown, and you want to see a novel in which some very, very shockingly strange things happen there by Hunting Bernie Weber, you laugh. It's basically a comedy, mm-hmm. But it is going right off the shelves, and thank you. And I will recommend Hunting Bernie Weber, as Todd just did.
By Matthew J. Flynn, if you're Googling it, make sure you have the J, Matthew J. Flynn by Matthew J. Flynn, Hunting Bernie Weber, buy it at Amazon, local bookstores, wherever you buy your books. It's a great read. I keep trying to find time to finish it, Matt, about a little over halfway through it. So you're right. And a lot of your books are a little bit more serious, but I love things that are well written, and I'm not just saying this because you're my friend. This is well written, and it's been a fun read, and I can't wait to finish it. So congrats on the great book, Matt.
Many thanks, my friend. Many thanks.
You're welcome. And before we get back into politics, Matt, we have to do a little business here. And I'm glad I have, whenever Matt and I talk, we always say, you know, attorney-client privilege. And I'm glad I have my attorney here, Matt, because we're starting this new, and it's great, a new Text to Win contest. This one's called Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Contest. And before we get going, to the listeners, make sure you download the Civic Media app. Go to your app store on Android or Apple and type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Comes up Civic Media, has a little CM logo, takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. You're going to need that app, and we'll walk you through it in a minute because you're going to download the app. You're going to open it. All our wonderful stations will appear. Choose the one closest to you that you listen to us on, or the first one is Waukesha and Madison, whatever. Choose one, and then on the right-hand side, it'll see a little bubble text icon that says text and click on that. And in a minute, I'm going to give you the word of the hour to text in. Up for grabs every hour that we do this contest is $100 in cash or gold jewelry. This hour is cash, as it turns out. Now, Matt, last I heard a promo, and I heard we have to be very, this is serious now, we have to be very careful. We can't mess this up. I thought I heard something on the promo, and so last week when I was talking about this, I used a word. You as an attorney understand these things. There are certain combinations of words I'm not allowed to use, and I used it, and Zomber's goes, well, now you just blew it. And we thought it was funny, and so we made a promo out of it. Well, no longer had it gotten on the air than we got a call from the attorneys upstairs and said, knock it off if you still want to be employed. But here now, because I thought Zomers did a great job, here now, with the edits that our attorneys told us we had to put in, here was the promo that we were going to run last week.
The Todd Alba Show.
There is a brand new text to win contest. It involves tickets and really, we can't say that. We are legally not allowed to say the following when promoting this contest.
Well, now you just said all of them.
Just disregard everything I said.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I thought that was a great promo, but the attorneys upstairs said, no, we couldn't do it.
Well, I've learned one thing after 40 years of practice law. If your job depends on it, protect your job first.
Right, well, thank you. That's why I pay Matt Flynn. No, not really.
Yes, that's why I get the big bucks.
That's right. Thank you for that stellar legal advice.
Yeah.
All it took is one call. That's all.
So that's
we,
all.
We appreciate it, Matt. All right, so here, well, before we get back to politics, Matt, we have to do this business. So here's the deal. This is serious. It's called the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Contest for the next 2 weeks. This is fantastic. Every hour we do this, you're either going to win $100 in cash or gold jewelry. Then at the end of 2 weeks, the computer will randomly draw one grand prize winner. And get this, and again, we have to be very careful how we say this. You will win as a grand prize a pair of indoor club level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Zomers, did I say it right?
Yes, you did.
As you can imagine by listening to that, there are other words that you can use to say that sentence, but I'm not legally allowed to say them. You get the picture. So here we go.
I get the picture.
Yes. So for $100 cash this hour, or to be and to be registered for that grand prize of indoor club level tickets to see the Green and Gold. Here we go.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke.
Never thought I'd play Kanye on this show, but it's appropriate. Yeah, you know, Matt, have you ever had a client that was a gold digger?
Most of them. I always said, to look so fine, you must put cash on the line. To look so fine, well, you must put cash on the line.
Exactly. Well, here,
I should have been a rapper. What the
you hell? Really should have been a rapper, Matt Flynn. Well, here now, and interesting you mentioned cash because that is the prize up right now. So, okay, for $100 this hour, text the following word to the Civic Media app. Cash. C-A-S-H. Cash. That is the word this hour.
Couldn't be easier.
Couldn't be easier. Cash. C-A-S-H. Text the word cash to the Civic Media app right now. Cash right now. C-A-S-H.
Johnny Cash.
That's right. Johnny Cash. But no, just cash. C-A-S-H.
Just cash.
Cash is the word this hour. Text it right now to the Civic Media app for a chance to win $100 this hour and also to be included in that grand prize of indoor club level seats to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. That is about all that's specifically what I'm allowed to tell you. So text Cash, C-A-S-H, right now to the Civic Media app. All right, Matt Flynn, thanks for having some fun with us there and playing along. I want to get back because I felt like we need a little bit more time here to flesh this out on a couple of things. A, I want to talk about, and look, George Will is a lot of people don't even know who he is. But for a certain segment, what to me, Matt, is more representative having George Will, an ultra-conservative, longtime conservative, endorsing Vice President Harris, along with Dick Cheney, along with Liz Cheney, who incidentally is going to be in Madison this week at Ideas Fest. And of course, Harris is going to be here herself on Friday. Wouldn't surprise me, we don't have confirmation, would not surprise me to see Harris and Cheney on a stage together in Madison on Friday. But Matt, what this says to me is that even people who may be polar opposites of Kamala Harris on policy are realizing the stakes at risk in this election and realize that a coalition has to be put together to help save democracy.
I think you're exactly right. I think that, those were seismic kinds of earthquake-style endorsements, and I'm talking about both George Will, who's one of the premier intellectuals of the conservative movement, and Dick Cheney,
right,
who is one of the major plumbers of the conservative movement. For them to endorse, say they're going to vote for Harris, they can't agree with her. I know they're both of them, at least by reputation, not personally, they can't agree with her on anything,
right,
except for this. We have to preserve our democracy, and that includes voting, but it also includes the Pax Americana, the American peace, the bipartisan foreign policy since 1945, Democrat and Republican, that has kept the Ruskies at bay and civilized the world. And that is in jeopardy with Donald Trump, and they know it. Our democracy and the peace of the world, and containing the Ruskies, the Chi-Coms, and everyone else. Mm-hmm. So I think they said, hey, the rest of the stuff, we don't agree with her, but we cannot vote for somebody who is going to wreck our democracy and wreck our foreign policy. We can't do it.
Right.
And I'm with them 100%.
One note, Matt, I may need an attorney, actually. Apparently there's something, there's an error in the system. People are trying to text the word cash, and they're getting the response back that the word has expired. Look, Matt, all I can do is read what I'm given here. It says 1 p.m. hour. Zomers, am I reading this right?
You are, and we will make sure, if any of you are texting in and getting an error message, we will make sure that you get entered. So don't worry about it. We'll fix it as soon as we can. And if you got an error, we will add you anyway to the contest.
So keep texting is what you're saying.
Yes.
All right. So even keep texting the word cash, C-A-S-H, to the Civic Media text line. Don't worry that it says that it's an error. It will still get counted. That is what the judges. I feel like I'm at a game show, Matt. Like, you know, judges, will you accept that answer? Yes. Yes, we will.
Well, it's a good thing that John Roberts and Clarence Thomas and Alito are not the judges. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, exactly right.
They grab the money for themselves. They'd steal the money for themselves.
Yes, exactly. All right. We'll keep texting cash to the Civic Media app. Stick around, Matt, one more time, one more segment. I want to come back. I want to play you what Governor Tim Walz, this was also lost over the weekend. He was up in Superior. He was in Wausau-Mosinee area, and Harris is coming to Madison. I want to talk to you about politically, what does this mean? The Democrats, they're not doing a flyover in Wisconsin. We'll get Matt Flynn's take on the other side. Your phone calls as well. 855-752-4842 is the All Ball Show for Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Text cash.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is Johnny Cash at 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Monday, September 16th. There's no finer singer, songwriter than Johnny Cash. And there's no better colleague to be on the radio with than our own Matt Flynn, who joins us live from Milwaukee. Matt Flynn, if this text to win contest doesn't go well, I may end up in Folsom Prison.
But you hear that whistle blowing.
That's right. All you have to do is for this text to win contest, apparently there is a snafu, as they say in the military, a snafu with our text line. But have no fear. I am told now, just text the word cash once. C-A-S-C-H. C-A-S. H.
Yes, there's no second C.
Yeah, no C. Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash.
Yes.
But not Johnny. Not
Johnny. No, not Johnny. Not Johnny. For
Folsom God's Prison.
Yes.
Folsom Prison.
It's one of those days, Matt Flynn. It's one of those days when I'm going down to the bar as soon as the show gets over. Cash.
Potato has an E in the end. Potato has an E in the end.
Thank you, Dan Quayle.
I was just going to say that.
Thank you, Dan Quayle. C-A-S-H, C-A-S-H, text cash to the text line. You will be entered despite what the reply says. You will be entered. They're working on it. So, Matt Flynn, Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota, the Democratic vice presidential nominee, was in Mosinee, Wausau on Saturday and then up in Superior on Sunday. Matt, I don't know the last time that a major either VP or presidential candidate visited Superior proper. And then now we get word that Vice President Harris will be in Madison on Friday of this week. I want to get your comments, but first, this is great advice, by the way. I bet you'll agree with it. Here is Tim Walz from Superior over the weekend.
Two incredible senators who happen to be women. Jen Schultz, who's going to make a wonderful member of Congress. Gwen Walz, these three. Here's my life hack for all of you, all the guys out there, whatever. Here's my life hack. Surround yourself with smart women and listen to them, and you'll do just fine. You'll do just fine. So. That includes my fellow cat owner, Taylor Swift, too, by the way. So.
Matt Flynn, I thought it was great. Tim Walz, can you get any more of a man, a person of the people? I think it's great that Democrats are focusing on this state.
Right. Coach, coach, coach. Look, here's the deal. Two things, and I think you know them, Todd, but I'm going to say them now about Superior. One is one of its most famous graduates of UW-Superior, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The Terminator.
Graduate of UW-Superior, mm-hmm. The Terminator, who actually was up there in residence for a semester or two. Number two. When I was chairman of the Democratic Party in the early 80s, Superior, Douglas County, that whole area, was totally Democratic.
Yep.
Everybody went up there who was a Democrat. A lot of Democratic votes. That shifted a little bit. What Walz is trying to do, because he's a governor of Minnesota, former congressman from Minnesota, is trying to get back that image of Superior, Douglas County, all the adjacent counties, the northwestern Wisconsin was Democratic, and it can be and will be Democratic again.
855-752-4842. Let's go up to, speaking of northwest Wisconsin, the Chippewa Valley, Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, always a pleasure. If you keep it brief, what do you got?
Yeah, I'll keep it real brief. Thank you for having Matt on the air. And Matt, thank you so much for coming on. Miss you. Is there anything that you want to point out today that you feel is important that the public needs to know? And thank you so much for appearing today. Wonderful to hear your voice. Thank you. Bye.
So, well, thank you, Gene. And it's wonderful to hear your voice. And, yes, there is something I want to say. Everybody is talking about this race on a superficial level, in my opinion. They'll say, oh, well, Harris is for this, Trump is for this. There's something much deeper. If Trump wins, our ability to even vote for a president is in question. Why in the future? Why do I say that? Because the U.S. Supreme Court, once under Rehnquist in 2000 and conceivably again, could say that only the legislatures can pick the electors, because that's what the Constitution says. That's what the Constitution says. What we have done over 100 years, 150 since then, is to put it up to election. If they say that a majority of the legislatures are Republican because they're gerrymandered, this is a much deeper and more serious threat to our democracy than you may think. Your ability to even vote for president and have it count is in question. And number two, one of the fallouts from that is going to be the dissolution of many of our alliances around the world, NATO, in the Pacific, and all hell will break loose. It's important to vote for Kamala Harris, not just because of choice and other things like that. Our democracy literally is at stake. Our ability to vote is at stake.
Matt Flynn, I got to end on this. I think you'll appreciate this. Zomers, this is this clip. You heard of Laura Loomer, this whack job from the QAnon who's traveling around to Trump. Here's Republican Billy Long in a congressional hearing this year when Loomer wouldn't be quiet. This is how you shut Laura Loomer up. Let's go.
You'll please take a seat or we'll have to have you. Then you'll need
President
to relieve.
Donald Trump, help us. Please help us, Mr. President, before it is too late, because Jack Dorsey is trying to influence the election, to sway the election.
What's she saying? I can't understand her. What?
Steal the election. That is why we're censoring and shadow banning.
I'm at a day in 12 and a half, 15, 7 and a half, $20, 2 and a half, 5, 7 and a half, 30. Hit $30 down here, 2 and a half, 5, 35, 7 and a half, 40. Hit $40, 2 and a half, 5, 5, 45, 7 and a half, 50. Hit $50 down here, 2 and a half, 5,
officer, will you escort this young lady out, please?
Hit 2 and a half, now 5, 65, 7 and a half, 70. Hit 2 and a half, now 5, 75, 7 and a half, $80 to 5, 85, 90. Hit $100 and 10, 10, 10 and a quarter, 1 and a quarter, 1 and a half, 2, 2, 2 and a quarter. Hit 2 and a half, 3, able to bomb 300. Hit 3 and a quarter. Hit 3 and a quarter, now half, half, 3 and a half, set by 400. Hit but a 4, 4 and a quarter, 4 and a half. We're selling the cell phone there, 4 and a quarter, 4 and a half. Hit 4 and a half, 475, 500, 5, 5 and a quarter, 5 and a half. I yield back.
That is GOP Congressman Billy Long, who is a professional auctioneer, and he cut Loomer off by just going into auctioneer speak, Matt.
That was brilliant. I hadn't heard that. That's terrific. That terrific.
I mean, that's how you battle crazy.
Right, and he's doing it without hitting her over the head and dragging her up by the ankles. You know,
right.
What you do is, I mean, you know, what the hell? I mean, she's up there disrupting this thing, and she does it all the time. And Trump is making a serious mistake having her nuzzle up to him on the trail, because it gives rise to a lot of discussion. But much more important, it's like if she has his ear, she'll have his ear as president.
Yeah.
And everything we just said about the jeopardy to our Constitution is in spades with her, believe me.
Yeah, totally agree. Matt Flynn, cannot thank you for the generosity of your time. We're going to see you later on this week. You and your lovely wife will be down in Monroe, Wisconsin, God's country in Greene County, for Monroe Cheese Days. We'll talk to you more then, Matt.
Look forward to it. Cheese Days in Monroe.
Come to Cheese Days in Monroe. Thank you, Matt Flynn. Back with more after this. It's a Monday edition of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
You're listening.
listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least 1,350 people in Wisconsin registered to vote after pop star Taylor Swift endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris last week. That's according to Vote.org. Swift posted her support for Harris on Instagram Tuesday night after the presidential debate. There's talk of trimming the Federal Trade Commission by 27%, but Aaron Witte of the Consumer Federation of America says the FTC has good ideas, like making it easier to cancel online subscriptions.
That would make it as easy for someone to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up for it. And that proposal has gotten thousands of comments from consumers about how much time they are wasting.
A group called Opportunity Wisconsin is calling on Congress to pass clean funding bills without extreme provisions that would hurt families. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids is fully open to traffic. The road construction project closed Lincoln Street for most of the summer. City crews marked the remainder of pavement markings and wrapped up a small amount of ancillary work last week. Work is continuing on the Mead Field pickleball courts. Concrete sidewalks have been poured on the west and north side of the courts. The bases and posts for interior fencing, net posts, and perimeter fencing has been installed by American Fence. The surface course of asphalt should be paved soon. Networking at night with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce is at the Nakusa Community Center tonight. You can stop down for food, fun, and networking from 5 to 7. This is open to members and future members. It's free to attend. They'll have live music, games, and a 50-50 raffle. Appetizers are provided by Four Nakusa. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 40th Annual Video Music Awards are in the books after a festive night. The event took place in UBS Arena in New York last Wednesday night. Some of the big winners were Sabrina Carpenter for Best Song. She also performed and made out with an alien. No joke. Eminem won for Best Hip Hop, and Lenny Kravitz took home the prize for Best Rock Video. Chappelle Roan won for Best New Artist, despite showing up in an outfit that looks like it was designed by me. Roan and Carpenter also performed at the event, as did LL Cool J. Sticking with the Video Music Awards, Chappelle Roan got snippy on the red carpet telling a photographer to shut the f*** up. The singer later explained that she is not comfortable with cameras and has anxiety around a lot of people. Good luck on tour. Those around her, most likely on the payroll, showed their support. In her defense, I yelled the same thing at the photographer who took my high school graduation photo. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The heat wave continues today with high temperatures smacking the upper 80s under abundant sunshine. And that sticks with us for tomorrow, too. Wednesday, we get a little cooler into the low 80s and the mid 80s return for Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
The school year is starting soon. Whether at home or in the classroom, Family Natural Foods can help support health and success. All natural products can help boost your immune health and be your first lines of defense for both you and the kids. Maybe your child needs help focusing and concentrating. Ask about natural alternatives from Terry Naturally. Prepare now for a successful, healthy school year at Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the live one-on-one discussion with Nancy Pelosi. Hear what the first female Speaker of the House thinks about the state of politics and the presidential election. Monday, September 16th at 7:30 p.m. Live coverage of Nancy Pelosi from Idea Fest, Monday night, September 16th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we're talking about supper clubs, the comfort food of restaurants, what makes them unique, and why they're so hard to rank.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Mm-hmm.
pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Monday, September 16th. Having a lot of fun today, Zomers, for Monday. It's been a crazy show, but a fun show.
What a day. What a weekend. What a day.
Yeah, what a day. So much to talk about. We could go on and on. We only have a half an hour left. We got to make way for Maggie Dawn, and then after that, Dominic Selvia. So they'll pick up right where we leave off at the top of the hour. An update now on our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. The snafu has been fixed. So for all those that did text in, do not worry. Even if you got a message back this hour that said the word expired, we're still going to make sure you're entered in. So again, if you want a chance at the $100 in cash being given away this hour, or to be to be entered in for the grand prize winner of a pair of indoor level club level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans, text the word cash, C-A-S-H, cash. Text the word cash right now to the Civic Media app. Here's what I think happened, Zomers. And it has nothing to do with me. It's our great listeners. The last two of these, our show has won. And I didn't even think it was going to be a contest internally. And then Jane Matt Nair got snappy. And she said, let's have a contest on it. And so fine. I'm not going to say no. And so we edged her out in Amory. And what I think has happened here, even though there's nothing on the line for this one, I think Jane has, I think she sabotaged over the weekend the Matrix.
You know, we don't have any proof for that, but we think it happens.
Right. We think we have a semblance of a theory. We believe it happened. Right.
We have a concept
of an
idea.
No, she didn't do that. Jane's a lovely person and we love her to death. But whatever it is, whatever it happened, the Matrix were not working, but the important thing is now they are. So text the word cash, C-A-S-H, cash, C-A-S-H, and we'll get you entered in. And for all those people that entered earlier, don't worry, you're going to be entered in as well. All right? So we got that all. So cash is the word this hour, C-A-S-H, and that's good until the top of the hour. And then your next chance to win will be in the 4 o'clock hour with our friend and colleague, Dom Selvia, on the brand new Dom Selvia Show from 4 until 6.
So stay tuned.
So stay tuned, as they say, in the trades. All right, let's move on to this. Again, so much happening over the weekend. And again, with the second assassination attempt on Trump over the weekend, it understandably pushed a lot of other things off the front page or off the top of the show. But I'm trying to catch you up to try... We spend our weekend with our phones in our hands watching the top stories, listening, so you don't have to. So you can go out and enjoy your weekend. We enjoy ours too, but that's what we do. And so just trying to catch you up on all the important things that happened over the weekend. One of them was the kickoff to the brand new season for 60 Minutes on CBS. One of my favorite reporter anchors, Scott Pelley, took up the 2020 election, because as we know, Donald Trump continues to tell the lie that the 2020 election was rigged or that somehow that he won it, which he did not. We know for sure that in 2020, as Paul Ryan, former Republican Speaker of the House from Wisconsin, has said, Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election. So Scott Pelley last night sat down on 60 Minutes with a retired federal judge, a Republican, Judge Thomas Griffith, who did an entire investigation from the conservative side because they thought, well, maybe Trump might be right. Here's a little snippet from this episode last night, 60 Minutes, Scott Pelley talking to retired federal judge Thomas Griffith, a Republican.
Were the January 6th protesters duped?
Yes. Thomas Griffith is a conservative, retired federal judge who co-authored Lost, Not Stolen, a year-long investigation by conservatives into the 2020 election.
The conclusion of the report was that there's no evidence that fraud changed the outcome of an election in any precinct in the United States of America.
In any precinct?
And all of the evidence, not the speculation, not the conspiracy theories, all the evidence points in one direction, and that is that President Biden won and President Trump lost.
Judge Griffith was appointed by George W. Bush to the Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. He retired in 2020 after working for years with most of the 29 judges who have heard January 6th cases.
None of these judges is politically biased. These defendants had every chance in the world to defend themselves against these charges, and they didn't succeed.
You seem to be saying that justice was done.
Absolutely, justice was done.
A clip from last night's 60 Minutes on CBS with Scott Pelley talking to retired federal judge Thomas Griffith, a conservative, who went into this, as a good judge does, saying, look, we're not going to make any assumptions here. We're going to let, as he said, the evidence speak for itself. And once again, for the umpteenth time, a conservative has found that the 2020 election was free and fair and accurate. And we're coming up on 4 years since January 6th of the insurrection. And this conservative federal judge retired, now telling Scott Pelley that, yes, many of these people in the January 6th who have been arrested, who are facing trial, they were duped by lies and false information perpetuated and started with Donald Trump. That is what the bipartisan January 6th committee found. Liz Cheney, a longtime conservative Republican congresswoman from Wyoming, was part of that bipartisan January 6th commission. By the way, Liz Cheney will be in Madison on Friday for Ideas Fest, of which Civic Media is a proud co-sponsor. And again, I make clear, I have no proof of this at all. But I'm simply saying it would not shock me if you would see Vice President Harris and former Congresswoman Cheney at some sort, whether it's a press gaggle or what have you, because they're going to be in Madison, it sounds like, at the same time on Friday. It's a powerful image, by the way. Many of you that might not be from other parts of the state, well, why is that a powerful image? Isn't Madison pretty much solid for Harris? Well, yes, of course. But bringing Harris into Madison on the same day with Cheney does a couple of things. A, politically. A, it rallies the more progressive base in the city of Madison and in Dane County, which they need. Harris needs Dane County to go 75-80% as it has in the past for her. But this is all about media markets, all right? Media markets are divided up. And the... Now watch, I'm going to try to do this from memory. Let's see how good I do. The Madison media market includes Dane County, of which Madison is a part of. Then just south of Dane County, Rock County, where Beloit and Janesville. Then to the west, Greene County. We're going along the Illinois state line right now. Greene County, where Monroe is, where we will be on Thursday and Friday. Then Lafayette County. Then over to Grant County, which borders both the Mississippi River and Illinois, the corner there, southwest corner, includes the University of Wisconsin-Platteville. Iowa County, Dodgeville is the county seat there. To the north of Iowa County is the Wisconsin River, my home county of Richland County. To the west of that, Crawford County. Just north of there, Vernon County is both in the Madison and the La Crosse television market. Then go back east, Sauk County. Think of Reedsburg, Baraboo Circus World. And Wisconsin Dells is kind of split between Sauk County and Columbia County. Again, across the Wisconsin River to the east, Columbia County. And you have a little part, I think a bit of, if my memory serves, Jefferson and Walworth County going towards Waukesha. So by bringing Harris with Cheney, if that's the plan, to Madison and getting on Madison television and radio, they're talking to all of these people outside of Madison who may be swing voters. And again, people, well, you know, Harris isn't going to win some of those rural counties. No chance. You're probably right. It's not about winning all of those counties, although Obama won several of those in the past. Clinton won several in the past. It can be done. But in some of those counties, as it is in northern Wisconsin, it's about lowering the margin of loss for the Democratic candidate. That's how Tony Evers beat Scott Walker. Evers didn't turn all the counties in Wisconsin blue. What he did was he narrowed the margin of loss and made them more pink in color rather than dark red. And that's the key to winning a race, a statewide race in Wisconsin. So really smart move bringing Harris to Madison, in my opinion. And Cheney, as I said, will be in here in Madison on Friday around the same time. Details to follow. What do you think of this? What do you think of this piece on by Scott Pelley? I thought it was really well done. Go back, you know, as a friend of mine likes to say, Google it up. Google up Scott Pelley last night in 60 Minutes. Watch this whole piece laying out again why people like Republican from Wisconsin, Glenn Grothman, he is wrong. Republican from Wisconsin, Scott Fitzgerald in Congress is wrong. Republican Ron Johnson, U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, is wrong. There were no widespread irregularities. In another clip, this retired federal judge, Thomas Griffith, he said they looked at this down to the precinct. Down to the precinct. And they could find, this conservative group could find no evidence that voting irregularities would have made a difference in any precinct in America in 2020. Again, this is not saying that there were zero cases of voting irregularity. As I've said before, this program in 2011, working for my former boss in the state Senate, he and our staff, we had a great young journalist, Joe Hassler Jr. out of Sauk County, went to J school at UW, really did most of the work. I was just there to help out. The only two cases of voting irregularity, voting fraud in Wisconsin we could find then in 2011, 2012 was a Republican staffer in the legislature who voted in Dane County and then voted in her home county up north. And then Robin Voss's, at the time, I think it was wife number two, estranged wife of Robin Voss, who voted in Racine and then tried to vote out or did vote out in her home county in Idaho, the state of Idaho, where her parents live. She left Voss at the time, and Voss got that expunged in Racine County. Have you heard those ads, by the way? Big Lou, he's just like you, only he's only on wife number two. I wonder if Voss ever used Big Lou for an attorney for any of his divorces.
Wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised. But that's it. So the point is that, yes, there are select cases of voter irregularities. It's not zero. But this conservative group looked and could not find a precinct where it would have made any difference in the outcome in 2020. Take your phone calls when we come back. A little Emmy news as well. Speaking of Dan Quayle earlier, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842 is the All Ball Show for a Monday, September 16th. You're listening across Wisconsin and around the world to the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, either CBS Radio News or ABC Radio News, depending upon your hometown station across the state of Wisconsin. And then a little sports weather update from our great team. And then stand by for the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show with our friend Brian Kelly and Maggie Dawn around Wisconsin from 2 until 4, the Maggie Dawn Show. And then right after Maggie, another chance to win in our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Dom Selvia Show from 3 until, or pardon me, 4.
From 4 till 6.
It's been one of those days. I apologize. 4 to 6. And in the 4 o'clock hour, Dom will have another keyword. But this hour, in order to be eligible for a cash prize of $100 or being entered into the grand prize of a pair of indoor club level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. I have to look at that every time to make sure I don't mess up. I don't need another visit from the attorney.
There are some words that are easy to say.
Yeah.
that we should not.
All right. Cash. C-A-S-H. Cash. That is the number to text right now to be entered in to win. Somebody this hour is going to win $100. And you may be the grand prize winner at the end of 2 weeks. More to come for the next 2 weeks in the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Cash, C-A-S-H, is the number to text right now. 855-752-4842 is the number to call if you want to talk. Let's go to the phone lines. Dick listening in Madison on WMDX. Dick, thanks for listening. What say you?
Well, there's a lot of things swirling around out there. Yeah. I'm hearing now this morning that Iowa is somewhat in play. And it's down to less than 5 points.
For Harris, you're saying?
And yes, for Harris, from as high as 16, 17 back in June. I guess what I'm saying is it's not all revolving from the Democratic side around the swing states, even Florida, maybe even Texas. So you've got a lot of different avenues instead of just a small, you know, that thing you got to segue together perfectly.
Right.
And then, of course, there's a situation on the other side with the VP choice. You know, but I have heard that, Todd, that they were always going to stay for somebody in Ohio, Trump, but they had to inform the former president that Marge Schott was no longer alive.
Marge Schott, the old owner of the Cincinnati Reds. How about that?
Well, she was perfectly aligned with him.
For
some of her thinking.
Oh, yeah. Marge Schott was Trump before Trump was cool. That I haven't heard that name in forever.
A lot of people haven't. You got to be long in the tooth like me, but
and me, no, I think you're absolutely right. And here's the thing I'll say, Dick. I'm trying to take this all with a cautious grain of salt. Right? I'm super happy that people are enthused. And again, I say this regardless of who people are going to vote for. I want participation. I want people to register to vote and vote, number one. I want to see why participation. I clearly have a preference in this election, but I want everybody to vote. I also think there's a lot of enthusiasm right now for Harris Walz, and I don't disagree. I think there are states like North Carolina, Iowa, those two. North Carolina especially is in play, given the goofy far-right governor candidate over there for MAGA in North Carolina. And then you've got Iowa might be in play. Florida might be in play. There's kind of these wouldn't it be lovely if states. But I also think that we can't overlook the fact that we have to also be come down to earth and realize we can't just sit here and say this is in the bag. But this is still going to be close, in my opinion. And I think that if you travel the state and listen to people, and then you look at places like Ohio and other states out there, and my former boss, Scott Klug, has this podcast on Civic called Lost in the Middle. He was just interviewing somebody today. This is going to come out in a couple, 3 weeks. And they brought up, this is an overlooked point, in my opinion. And that is college-age white guys who are now identifying in huge numbers as Republican or pro-Trump. And you see this if you watch like College Game Day and Pat McAfee and some of these people who quietly kind of put out there these things about, you know, that line up with Trump. And I think that's a segment that is being overlooked a little bit. And so, yes, I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm happy. But this is not in the bag, Dick.
No, you're right. I totally agree with the numbers thing because it's absolutely, in my mind, despicable that 80 million people sit it out that are eligible to vote.
Yes.
That's just wrong.
Yeah, I've said that forever since I got in politics, particularly when I was representing former bosses. I'd say, look, I don't care who you're voting. Well, I do care who you're voting for, but regardless, that's a better way to put it, regardless of who you intend to vote for, register and vote. Participate, because there are men and women who have died on battlefields around the world to give us this opportunity. And that's something that should never be lost and never be forgotten. Thank you so much, Dick. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mr. Zommers, as Craig Ferguson used to say at the end of his show occasionally, the Late Late Show, what have we learned today, Mr. Zommers?
Oh, a lot. I've got one for
you. What did you learn today?
You know, you don't have to try and keep your story straight if you just tell the truth.
That's absolutely right.
That's what I have to say to JD, Just Davenport's Vance.
By the way, driving around Madison this weekend, lots of Davenports on the side of the road.
Oh, is it hippie Christmas?
Yeah, well, I guess. They look.
I don't remember when that happens.
They look like they've seen better days. I've learned a couple of things. I've learned that our keyword for the next 4 minutes here, text in the keyword cash, C-A-S-H, cash, to the Civic Media app. You two will be eligible then for a $100 cash prize this hour, and then you'll be entered in to win our grand prize, which is a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Cash, C-A-S-H, text it right now to the Civic Media app. And I'm just reminded, again, I've learned how fun it is to talk to Matt Flynn.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? And he'll be with us in Monroe later this week. We're going to be at Cheese Days in Monroe, live from the courthouse steps on Thursday and Friday. Come say hello. Come to Cheese Days in Monroe, one of the best festivals in the state of Wisconsin. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Be here tomorrow. We'll have some Tuesday tangents, some airing of grievances, what grinds our gears, and your phone calls as well. Thank you to Zomers. Thanks for all of you. Thanks to Matt Flynn. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
Keep banging on your drum. And they will hear you.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Mattiner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our statewide Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest continues, and we debut a completely legitimate and totally real new attack ad. Don't miss it.
Mattiner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden today commended the Secret Service for protecting former President Trump from